Listen to God and live forever. God is like a loving Father. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. God is our Creator and He cares for us. Just as a wise and loving Father instructs His children, so God teaches people everywhere the best way to live. God reveals precious truths that fill us with joy and hope. If you listen to God, He will guide and protect you and help you deal with problems. But there is more. You will live forever. Come to me, God tells us. Listen and keep alive. Isaiah 55:3. Part 1. How do we listen to God? The true God directed men to write down His thoughts in one sacred book. That book is the Bible. It contains important information that God wants you to know. God knows what is best for us, and He is the source of all wisdom. By listening to Him, you will become truly wise. God wants everyone on earth to read the Bible. It is now available in many languages. If you want to listen to God, you must read and understand the Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses can help you understand the Bible. In all the earth, they teach the truth about God. You do not have to pay anything for this instruction. You can also learn about God at the local Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. God's Word is truth. John 17:17. Why can we trust in God? Numbers 23:19. In summary, God speaks to us through the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 reads, all Scripture is inspired of God and beneficial for teaching, for reproving, for setting things straight, for disciplining in righteousness. People everywhere are listening. Matthew 28:19 reads, go therefore and make disciples of people of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Part 2. Who is the true God? There is only one true God, and His name is Jehovah. He is a spirit. We cannot see Him. He loves us and wants us to love Him in return. He also wants us to love other people. He is the Supreme One, the Creator of all things. The first of God's creations was a mighty spirit person who later came to be known as Jesus Christ. Jehovah also created the angels. Jehovah God created the stars as well as the earth and all that is on it. He formed Adam, the first man, from the dust of the ground. Why should we honor Jehovah? Isaiah 42:5. What are some of God's qualities? Exodus 34:6. In summary, Jehovah created everything in heaven and on earth. Revelation 4:11 reads, you are worthy, Jehovah, even our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created. Part 3. What was life like in paradise? Jehovah made the first woman, Eve, and gave her to Adam to be his wife. Jehovah created them with minds and bodies that were perfect, without any flaw. Their paradise home was the Garden of Eden, a place of great beauty, with a river and fruit trees and animals. Jehovah spoke to them. He taught them. If they listened to Him, they would live forever in paradise on earth. Jehovah showed Adam and Eve one fruit tree in the garden and told them that if they ate from it, they would die. One of the angels rebelled against God. That wicked angel is Satan the devil. Satan did not want Adam and Eve to obey Jehovah, so he used a serpent to tell Eve that if she ate the fruit from that tree, she would not die, but she would be like God. Of course, that was a lie. In summary, Jehovah gave Adam and Eve many good things. Genesis 1:28 reads, "Further, God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and become many, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have in subjection the fish of the sea, and the flying creatures of the heavens, and every living creature that is moving upon the earth.'" God said not to eat from one of the trees. Genesis 2:16 and 17 reads, "And Jehovah God also laid this command upon the man, 'From every tree of the garden you may eat to satisfaction. But as for the tree of the knowledge of good and bad, you must not eat from it. For in the day you eat from it, you will positively die.'" Part 4. They listened to Satan. With what results? Eve listened to the serpent and ate of the fruit. Afterward, she gave some to Adam, and he ate it. What they did was wrong. It was a sin. God made them leave their paradise home. Life was hard for them and their children. They grew old and died. They did not go to the spirit world. They ceased to exist. We die because we all come from Adam and Eve. The dead are not able to see or hear or do anything. Jehovah did not mean for people to die. Soon he will bring back to life those asleep in death. If they listen to him, they will live forever. Why do we die? Romans 5:12. Death will be no more. 1 Corinthians 15:26. In summary, Adam and Eve did not obey God, so they died. Genesis 3:6 and 23 reads, "Consequently, the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was something to be longed for to the eyes. Yes, the tree was desirable to look upon. So she began taking of its fruit and eating it. Afterward, she gave some also to her husband when with her, and he began eating it. With that, Jehovah God put him out of the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he had been taken." The dead are as lifeless as the dust. Genesis 3:19 reads, "In the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Part 5. The Great Flood. Who listened? Who did not? Adam and Eve had children, and people became many on the earth. In time, some angels joined Satan's rebellion. They came to earth and took on the bodies of men so that they could marry women. The women gave birth to superhuman sons who were fierce and strong. The world became filled with people who did bad things. The Bible says, "The badness of man was abundant in the earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only bad all the time." Noah was a good man. Jehovah told Noah that he was going to destroy the wicked people with a great flood. God also told Noah to build a huge boat, called an ark, and to take into it his family and every sort of animal. Noah warned people about the coming flood, but they did not listen. Some laughed at Noah. Others hated him. When the ark was finished, Noah brought the animals inside. In summary, most in Noah's time did what was bad. Genesis 6:5 reads, "Consequently, Jehovah saw that the badness of man was abundant in the earth, and every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only bad all the time." Noah listened to God and built an ark. Genesis 6:13, 14, 18, 19, and 22 reads, "After that, God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, because the earth is full of violence as a result of them, and here I am bringing them to ruin together with the earth. Make for yourself an ark out of wood of a resinous tree. You will make compartments in the ark, and you must cover it inside and outside with tar. And I do establish my covenant with you, and you must go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you, and of every living creature of every sort of flesh, two of each, you will bring into the ark to preserve them alive with you. Male and female they will be.' And Noah proceeded to do according to all that God had commanded him. He did just so." Part 6. What do we learn from the great flood? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and the water covered all the earth. All the wicked people died. The rebellious angels left their bodies of flesh and became demons. Those who were in the ark survived. Though Noah and his family eventually died, God will bring them to life again with the prospect of living forever. Satan and the demons continue to mislead people. Today, as in Noah's time, many reject Jehovah's loving direction. Soon, Jehovah will destroy all who are wicked. Some people are like Noah. They listen to God and do what he says. They are Jehovah's witnesses. Choose the road that leads to life. Matthew 7:13 and 14. The wicked will be destroyed. The meek will enjoy peace. Psalm 37:10 and 11. In summary, God destroyed the wicked, but saved Noah and his family. Genesis 7:11, 12, and 23 reads, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day, all the springs of the vast watery deep were broken open, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And the downpour upon the earth went on for 40 days and 40 nights. Thus he wiped out every existing thing that was on the surface of the ground, from man to beast to moving animal and to flying creature of the heavens, and they were wiped off the earth. And only Noah and those who were with him in the ark kept on surviving. God will again destroy the wicked and save the good people." Matthew 24:37 through 39 reads, "For just as the days of Noah were, so the presence of the Son of Man will be. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, men marrying and women being given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they took no note until the flood came and swept them all away, so the presence of the Son of Man will be." Part 7. Who was Jesus? If we want to please Jehovah, we must listen to another important person. Long before creating Adam, Jehovah created a mighty spirit person in the heavens. In time, Jehovah sent this one to be born in Bethlehem to a virgin named Mary. The child was given the name Jesus. As a man on earth, Jesus perfectly reflected God's qualities. He was kind, loving and approachable. Fearlessly, he taught others the truth about Jehovah. Jesus also healed the sick and raised to life some who had died. The religious leaders hated Jesus because he exposed their false teachings and their evil ways. The religious leaders persuaded the Romans to beat Jesus and to kill him. Why is it important to know about Jesus? John 17:3. What did Jesus do in heaven before he came to earth? Colossians 1:15-17. In summary, Jehovah sent Jesus to earth. 1 John 4:9 reads, "By this the love of God was made manifest in our case, because God sent forth his only begotten Son into the world, that we might gain life through him." Jesus did good, but was hated. 1 Peter 2:21-24 reads, "In fact, to this course you were called, because even Christ suffered for you, leaving you a model for you to follow his steps closely. He committed no sin, nor was deception found in his mouth. When he was being reviled, he did not go reviling in return. When he was suffering, he did not go threatening, but kept on committing himself to the one who judges righteously. He himself bore our sins in his own body upon the stake, in order that we might be done with sins and live to righteousness. And by his stripes you were healed." Part 8. What does the death of Jesus mean for you? 3 days after Jesus died, some women visited his tomb and found it empty. Jehovah had raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus later appeared to his apostles. Yes, Jehovah had resurrected Jesus to life as a powerful, immortal spirit creature. Jesus' disciples saw him go up to heaven. What are the wages of sin? Romans 6:23. Jesus opened the way to everlasting life. Romans 5:21. Jesus gave up his life to pay a ransom for mankind. By means of that ransom, God makes it possible for us to live forever. Jehovah appointed Jesus as king to rule over the earth. With him will be 144,000 faithful people who are resurrected from the earth to life in heaven. Jesus and the 144,000 form a righteous heavenly government, God's kingdom. God's kingdom will make the earth a paradise. War, crime, poverty, and hunger will be no more. People will be truly happy. What blessings will God's kingdom bring? Psalm 72. We should pray for God's kingdom to come. Matthew 6:10. In summary, Jesus died so that we might live. John 3:16 reads, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son in order that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life." God resurrected Jesus and made him king of God's kingdom. Daniel 7:13-14 reads, "I kept on beholding in the visions of the night, and see there, with the clouds of the heavens, someone like a son of man happened to be coming. And to the Ancient of Days he gained access, and they brought him up close even before that one. And to him there were given rulership and dignity and kingdom, that the peoples, national groups, and languages should all serve even him. His rulership is an indefinitely lasting rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom one that will not be brought to ruin." Part 9. When will paradise come? The Bible foretold many of the things that are happening today. It said that people would be lovers of money, disobedient to parents, fierce, and lovers of pleasures. There would be great earthquakes, wars, food shortages, and widespread disease. These things are happening now. Also, Jesus said that the good news about the kingdom would be preached in all the earth. Jehovah will soon destroy all the wicked. Satan and the demons will be punished. Those who listen to God will survive into a righteous new world where there will be no more fear, a world where people trust and love one another. What did Jesus say would occur in our time? Matthew 24:3-14. The wicked will be destroyed. 2 Peter 3:7. In summary, troubles on the earth prove that God's kingdom will soon act. Luke 21:10-11 reads, Then he went on to say to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes, and in one place after another pestilences and food shortages, and there will be fearful sights, and from heaven great signs. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 reads, But know this, that in the last days, critical times hard to deal with will be here. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, self-assuming, haughty, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, disloyal, having no natural affection, not open to any agreement, slanderers, without self-control, fierce, without love of goodness, betrayers, headstrong, puffed up with pride, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godly devotion, but proving false to its power. And from these, turn away. The kingdom will remove all wickedness. 2 Peter 3:13 reads, But there are new heavens and a new earth that we are awaiting, according to his promise, and in these righteousness is to dwell. Part 10. What blessings await those who listen to God? Imagine the future blessings that you will enjoy if you listen to Jehovah. You will have perfect health. No one will be sick or infirm. There will be no bad people, and you will be able to trust everyone. There will be no pain, sorrow, or tears. No one will grow old and die. You will be surrounded by friends and family. Life in paradise will be a delight. There will be no fear. People will be truly happy. In summary, most of the dead will be resurrected on earth. Acts 24:15 reads, And I have hope toward God, which hope these men themselves also entertain, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. God's kingdom will end all suffering. Revelation 21:3-4 reads, With that I heard a loud voice from the throne say, Look, the tent of God is with mankind, and he will reside with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. And he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Part 11. Does Jehovah listen to us? Jehovah is the hearer of prayer. Psalm 65:2. He wants us to speak to him from our hearts. Pray to Jehovah and not to anyone else. Jesus taught us how to pray. Matthew 6:9-15. To whom does God listen? Psalm 145:18-19. Pray that God's will be done in heaven and on earth. Ask Jehovah to help you do what is good. You can also pray about food, employment, shelter, clothing, and health. Pray in the name of Jesus to show that you value what he did for you. Jehovah listens to people who do what is right. Proverbs 15:29. Do not be anxious. Philippians 4:6-7. In summary, God does hear our prayers. 1 Peter 3:12 reads, "For the eyes of Jehovah are upon the righteous ones, and his ears are toward their supplication. But the face of Jehovah is against those doing bad things." We can pray about many things. 1 John 5:14 reads, "And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that no matter what it is that we ask according to his will, he hears us." Part 12. How can you have a happy family life? God's standard is that marriage should be between one man and one woman. A loving husband treats his wife with tenderness and understanding. A wife should cooperate with her husband. Children should obey their parents. God's word says that a husband should love his wife as his own body, and that a wife should have deep respect for her husband. Sex outside the marriage arrangement is wrong. Polygamy is also wrong. Jehovah's word teaches families how to be happy. Keep morally clean. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Love, teach, and protect your children. Deuteronomy 6:4-9. In summary, love is the key to happy families. Ephesians 5:33 reads, "Nevertheless, also let each one of you individually so love his wife as he does himself. On the other hand, the wife should have deep respect for her husband." Be kind and faithful, not cruel and unfaithful. Colossians 3:5-8-10 reads, "Deaden therefore your body members that are upon the earth, as respects fornication, uncleanness, sexual appetite, hurtful desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. But now, really put them all away from you: wrath, anger, badness, abusive speech, and obscene talk out of your mouth. Do not be lying to one another. Strip off the old personality with its practices, and clothe yourselves with the new personality, which, through accurate knowledge, is being made new according to the image of the one who created it." Part 13. What must we do to please God? If we love Jehovah, we will not do things that he hates. Jehovah does not want us to steal, to get drunk, or to abuse drugs. We must not worship idols or practice spiritism. God hates murder, abortion, and homosexuality. He does not want us to be greedy or to fight with others. In the earthly paradise to come, there will be no place for people who do bad things. What is God's view of magic? Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Why should we not worship idols? Isaiah 44:15-20. To be pleasing to God, we must try to be like him. Show love to others by being kind and generous. Be honest. Be merciful and forgiving. Tell others about Jehovah and his ways. Imitate Jehovah. 1 Peter 1:14-16. Show love. 1 John 4:7-11. In summary, avoid what is bad. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 reads, "What? Do you not know that unrighteous persons will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be misled. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men kept for unnatural purposes, nor men who lie with men, nor thieves, nor greedy persons nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit God's kingdom. Do what is good. Matthew 7:12 reads, "All things, therefore, that you want men to do to you, you also must likewise do to them." This, in fact, is what the law and the prophets mean. Part 14. How can you show loyalty to Jehovah? Avoid taking part in any customs that are not in agreement with the Bible. It takes courage to do this. Do not get involved in the political affairs of the nations. They do not support Jehovah and his kingdom. Jehovah guards those loyal to him. Psalm 97:10. Associate with Jehovah's Witnesses. They will help you draw close to God. Continue to learn about God and try to obey his commandments. When your faith has become strong, you should dedicate your life to Jehovah and get baptized. Repent and be forgiven. Acts 3:19. Walk on the road to life. Matthew 7:13 and 14. In summary, take your stand on God's side. 1 Peter 5:6 through 9 reads, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, while you throw all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. Keep your senses, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. But take your stand against him, solid in the faith, knowing that the same things in the way of sufferings are being accomplished in the entire association of your brothers in the world. Make the right choice. Listen to God." Matthew 7:24 and 25 reads, "Therefore, everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them will be likened to a discreet man who built his house upon the rock mass. And the rain poured down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and lashed against that house, but it did not cave in, for it had been founded upon the rock mass." Listen to God. Read the Bible and ask Jehovah's Witnesses to help you understand it. Then apply what you learn. If you do, you will live forever.